opposite natures, these two worlds have been locked in eternal war. However, an uneasy truce was established.
You are listening to Off Planet Radio at offplanetradio.net and offplanetradio.com.
Button, we're ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the official stuff that I was kind of partly ordered to do first, and this does concern these winter storms that the Midwest, the East Coast have been having. Expect more of these. I would up until late February, maybe even through early March. And if people will notice how localized some of these storms will be, this storm that hit the East Coast yesterday and today was over 500 miles wide, yet its center was very localized. These storms are being created for a reason, and it is for the good. So don't be there's no concern with that. The only suggestion that I would like to make, and this is just coming from me, is when these storms begin to hit, try and stay out of them, because there are events taking place inside these storms. Now, that's all the official part. Randy, I never plan anything. I don't plan squat. I just have an idea in my head. I have some thoughts and then some ideas, and I like to try and convey them. So I don't work off notes. I don't do bullet points. I just pull things up.
Right. I know this.
So over the past couple of weeks, there have been some things that have taken place that I just want to touch on. I just want to set the record straight for the final time. After this, there will be no more speaking on any of this because I'm done with it. Now, this is me right now. I'm speaking for me and me only. No group. I'm not speaking as a Winter's Knight. I'm not speaking as a Grey Walker. I'm just speaking for me. There's some of you guys out there, I mean, you're YouTubers, you're bloggers, you're all this and that. If you guys don't get rid of some of the hate that is in you, it's going to burn you alive. And believe me, I know I've been there. I have been saying this for so long. You've got to get rid of the hate. You keep talking about the dark side this, the dark side that. What do you think powers the dark side? It's your hate. You've got to let it go. Doesn't mean you have to like things. Doesn't mean you have to accept evil. Not at all. But direct that energy toward doing something good, not just hating something. And I want to clear something up about David Corso and myself and this whole stolen valor stuff that's out there. First of all, I don't want any valor. I've never wanted it and never will. I was never in the military. I have worked with military people. I have trained with military people. I have bled with military people. But I was not in the military. What I was part of a governmental project, a government experiment, starting back from the 1920s with the eugenics programs created by the Rockefellers and moving forward. That's what myself and many others were. We were survivors of these programs. And there seems to be this group of people out there that cannot comprehend that people like us, we have feelings the same as you do. Just because we don't show those feelings, that we've been trained, and believe me, we've practiced a lot to keep those feelings hidden. Doesn't mean we don't have them. Doesn't mean your words don't sting. Doesn't mean family members stabbing you in the back doesn't hurt. It does. It's just we'll be damned if we show it. Because we were trained, we were taught, showing pain shows weakness. And to a very great degree, that is true. So let's get this whole stolen valor thing buried right now. Take it and shove it. I don't want it. David Corso was a Marine. Abso-freaking-lutely. I've seen the proof of it. I have sat at his kitchen table more than once with other ex-Marines that served with him. Deal with it, guys. This shit's real. Just because you can't comprehend it, just because you don't believe it, does not make it any less real. And there are things that go on every day around you that you would not believe. But it's there, it's real, and it goes on 24 hours a day. You're not the center of the universe. Your opinion is not the only opinion. Your facts are not the only facts. And quite frankly, for so many of you, your facts are wrong. So all these people out there, all you guys, write in your nasty, asinine, write down the vulgar comments. Get over yourself. Do something productive. Because what you people are saying about me matters nothing. Believe it or not, I've moved beyond that. For the first time in my life, I'm happy. And I know that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But for the first time in my life, I'm happy. So just get over yourselves. Now, there are some people out there that are trying to... Okay, before I do that, let's get this whole name thing cleared up. What was the first thing I did, Randy, when I met you face-to-face for the first time?
I remember it exactly. We met in the lobby of the Radisson. Mm-hmm. We hugged each other as men, and you showed me your driver's license.
My real name is Bobby. Yep. Always has been, always will be. That hasn't been a big deal for nearly 20 years. I used a pen name, and I still use it because I like it. Because I actually accepted legal advice for the first time. When I wanted to go public with this, the first thing I did, I went to an attorney. I'm not quite as dense as most people like to think. I went to an attorney, and he said, "There is no, you're not going to prosecute, and you're not going to get anything that way. It's not going to happen. However, if you wish to go public, change your name. Use a pen name." You know, I had small children at that time,
mm-hmm.
So I used a pen name. O'Finnan is my clan name. There's 17 variations to that clan name that's been Americanized or Englishized. So if this is the only thing you guys have that you can harp on, you can't destroy the message, because my message that I've always had hits you in the heart and you know it. So you harp on a name, stolen valor, et cetera, to try and ignore that. You're not going to be able to ignore it forever. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with it. Now, I seem to have certain family members, and believe me, I'm using that word very loosely. I've been estranged from my family for well over 20 years. I want to keep it that way. Because I'll say it again, for the first time in my life, I'm happy. They seem to have... they seem to have a mission to speak to anyone and everyone that they can about me, to deny this, deny that, I wasn't this, wasn't that. Well, I have a suggestion for every one of you. Talk to me. I'm very easy to find. I don't run. I don't hide. And that goes for any one of you out there. If you got a question for me, ask me. You're getting your information from one source and one source only, which is nothing more than an extremely small-minded, petty, jealous group of people. And why in God's name anyone would be jealous of me is beyond me, but that's the way it is. So let's stop this stuff. Because if we don't start coming together as a group, as a human family, there's not enough of us doing this gig to fix it. There's not enough of us. I took a position that I didn't want so I could do more. And I got news for you. Being the winner is nice, not easy. It's a pain in my ass. And I can use it to do more good. One more thing. With the whole, not just me, but mostly in this context with this group of people, it's directed at me, but it's also used for other people. Talking about con man and all this. Guys, if this was a con, it's a sorry one. It's a poor one.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's making money from this?
There's no money to be made.
There is no money to be made at all.
I mean, I work 7 days a week, okay? I have to work 7 days a week. Where's the con, you know? It's ridiculous. I would go so far as to say, between myself, John Storm, Corso, and a couple more, we have put forth more than enough evidence to prove. We most certainly have put forth more evidence than the Apollo moon landing in 69.
The alleged.
Yeah, exactly. I bring that up to people when they say prove something. I'm like, prove to me that the 69 moon landing took place.
Well, you just didn't have Stanley Kubrick to film it for you. That's the problem.
That's very true. But both myself and John Storm have put x-rays out there. We put MRIs shots out there. Now, most of mine you can see with the Jesse Ventura episode of True TV. Those are my x-rays. I paid for them. True TV has yet to refund me or send me my x-rays back. So I'm going to have to go and pay it all over again to have new ones done. But I think what irks me the most with this is two things. Is people refuse to talk to me. They'll talk to anyone and everyone who will listen, as long as it's on the negative side. And when a human individual has made up in their mind that they don't like someone, they will listen and believe every negative thing about that person that is out there. That's human nature. It's time human nature changed. And even though I have done things over the past, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years that groups of people have witnessed, along with you, my best friend, and on, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There could never be any proof that these people will believe, that they will accept. So to that end, I don't know what to do except to tell you. You want proof? I'll give it to you. I can do things you won't freaking believe. So if you want it, come get it. And I'm not saying that as put the pads on and step inside a ring. No. That's childish. That's innate. There's no point in that. So that's about the best I can sum this thing up. It is just, quite frankly, all of this BS is hurting someone that is extremely close to me, and it needs to stop. And it will stop.
Well, that is the point. There's a war coming. And this war only has two sides. There isn't any room in the middle. If you're in the middle of this war, you are going to get plowed under.
You're going to get plowed under by both sides.
Yeah. And you're going to have to choose, just as everybody is going to have to choose, and you're actually going to have to stand up, straighten your back, and do something. Even if it's a decision, it's different for every person. But the division that's gone on, and I hate the term alternative media, I don't know what to call it anymore, because I'm not part of that. I'm not competing with anyone for anything. I do what I do, just as you have done, Duncan. And it's just put out there at a cost. It's put out there at a cost. And there are a few people that have helped me, and there's a few people, very few, that have stood with Duncan. But the truth of the matter is, there's no money to be made. There's a sacrifice to be made to do this. And this is preparations on the ground now for what's coming.
Well put. Very correct. That's just the way it is. We look at the news. Just look at the world news every day and look at what's going on. The Middle East is ready to explode. The New Madrid's building up to blow.
And let's not forget the Baltic right now and what's going on with Russia, because that is the tripwire.
Russia's getting ready to make a play.
They're going to have to.
And when Putin makes his play, it's going to be all out. It's going to be balls to the walls, and they're not going to play around. They'll make a push. They will push into NATO territory, and that's the whole World War III scenario that we've talked about.
Nothing's worse to deal with than waking up a sleeping bear, and Russia is the bear.
Yes.
And it's the bear in the Bible, oddly enough, if you parse the prophetic books, of especially Daniel. And Putin himself a few weeks ago referred to Russia as the bear. My jaw dropped. I posted it. So you're getting, everything's encrypted. Everything's in code. And if you know how to read the code, you know what's going on. And this is all code right now that's telling you where all these things are coming from.
Absolutely. It's right there. And I'm still sticking with my guns. It'll be North Korea that launches the first nuclear strike.
Yeah. Well, North Korea is what you call a trigger state. Mm-hmm. we all know the alignments and how this all works. We all know the hands that play the cards. And, you know, Iran and North Korea are both trigger states, and they haven't been able to pull the Iran one off. It almost defies the ability to trigger it. But North Korea is a nasty little hair trigger, and they've already screwed with them once and backed them into a corner. I mean, you know, basically the NSA shut down the internet in North Korea, and that was a shot across the bow.
Thank you for reminding me of that. There was a little something I wanted to put out there that goes along with all of this. You know, we've talked about this for many years, you know, about government surveillance, and somebody even posted somewhere that, oh, when I was a kid, I was talking about black helicopters. Now, I don't remember that, but maybe. But black helicopters are commonly known now. And so I guess I was up to speed on that before anybody else. And we've been talking about the government surveilling all of us for years. So when all of this came to light in the public, there was no surprise from us. It's like, what kept you guys so long? You know, what took you so long? And as far as Stern is concerned, play on words, I think you and I publicly talked about it before anyone else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, CERN started over the years. It seeped out into the interwebs, but nobody I know of on record talked about CERN before you did in 2010.
No, we did it first. We put it out there first. Whether people want to understand it or not, believe it or not, or whatever, I've got an inside track on a lot of things. It's some of the perks, you know, come with the job. And things are going to get bad. So if you guys want to continue to enjoy your pettiness, then I feel sorry for you. And there is one other thing that I want to put out, and then I'm done, and you know, we can chat and record. That's great. I love doing that with you. But I want to say this. If you've got someone that you care about, that you love, and they care about you, and you love you, and they love you, you better hang on to them. Don't ever let them go. You keep them close, and you take care of them. Because the time's coming when each and every one of us stand a chance of losing everything. Keep the people that you care about close. You hang on to them. And I'm done. I don't have anything else to say.
The only thing I'm going to append on at the end of this is something that's just hit me. And it has to do with what you talked about earlier. the people on the internet specifically that have been attacking, slandering, the various trolls on websites and stuff. You people think that this is harmless. It's not harmless. There are repercussions for your actions because your actions speak to your heart. And I don't make predictions often, but I've had a strong feeling and I've gotten confirmations on this that some of you aren't, you know, you think death is the worst thing there is. It's not.
Not by a long shot.
But I can tell you that the balancing of scales of the energetic systems in the universe, to use, you know, the general accepted metaphors, I hate it because it sounds new agey, in order to balance the scale, certain things have to be discarded. And those who do not do as Duncan has talked about in the last two interviews, and as he talked about earlier tonight, if you don't get your heart right, if you don't move in positive motion towards helping to re-equilibrate the energetic scale, I will say that you will be as though you never were. In other words, erasure. And I don't know where that came from.
I would agree with that.
Strong sense of that. Just really strong sense. Things I've seen lately.
Mm-hmm. And, you're absolutely correct.
There's nobody... Look, I've been critical of people, and there's some people out there... Well, there actually are some people out there that right now, being as though they never were would be a comfort to them because of the place they put themselves into. That said, I have, like Duncan, laid down my forgiveness on the ground as a means to bridge the gap. And there is nobody that I'm not willing to consider being a kindred spirit to, if your heart's right. And I don't know how long we have to put information out, because I've got this sense that they're moving very quickly now to tamp down the internet. I may not be on Facebook much longer, because once Facebook asks me to validate who I am, I won't be there anymore.
Right.
And Facebook is doing that on a regular basis. And the internet itself is going that way. And so... You know, the days of living off information are also over. You have lots of information. I would say hoard the information that you find valuable, inspirational, useful, etc. Flash drives, actual physical printouts. But don't think for a minute that you can live your life vicariously by listening to talk shows and YouTube videos, because if you've gotten good information, now you have to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
So
I don't know what to add. I mean,
there isn't much to add, and you were very succinct, and I don't want to put a whole lot on that. When you were talking, I was getting these flashes that I needed to say what I just said.
Right. People just don't realize how close to 0 hour we actually are. And I've said this over and over. When it hits, it's going to be like a thunderclap. There'll be no warning. It's one of those things where plan for the future, but live your life day by day.
Yeah, now would not be too soon to prepare, whatever that is, because it's different for everyone.
It is.
At the very least, I would say, you know, have a bug-out bag, have some basic things to survive with for short periods of time. 72 hours is a good window.
Yep.
And you have to pay attention to the inner voices. Specifically the inner voice that you know. And if you don't know that voice, you need to begin to hear it. And I know it sounds like, I feel like I'm preaching now, but I say this with every show. When I say the truth is out there, it's inside you. The truth of the matter is it's all inside you. And that's the part that gets activated. So everything that's external is a projection of the inner world anyway. And that's the place where you need to go. Because that inside thing is where... we exist.
Everything is imprinted upon our DNA.
Yeah.
And granted, some of us have more DNA strands activated than others. That's what separates bloodlines, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But we all have this internal knowledge of what's right and what's wrong. that's why when some people, most people, when they do something very wrong, I'm not saying like, you know, sticking your finger in the pudding to get a taste, you know, okay, that's fine, I do that, but but we know when we're wrong. We know it's written. It's yes, written conscience. In our DNA.
Yeah,
that's our consciousness. So one of the things that I know, and I've also had it discussed with me by people well, but way above my pay grade, is that so much of these people out there, as we talk, you know, you and I both touched on, with the YouTubers, the bloggers, the alternative media, you know, hateful comments, the asinine comments, even family members. And by the way, not one of us survivors, myself, Storm, Corso, none of them, has had a family member go public and back us up. And that's not going to happen. So let's just throw that out of the way. But with all of this, most people are angry out of fear, because they hear the words and it resonates and they know there's truth there. But to accept it means that their whole paradigm is wrong, that they have to reshift and they have to turn around and see what's really going on. And that scares the bejeebies out of most people. So they would rather fight tooth and nail against someone's message than to not necessarily jump on the bandwagon, but just look at it objectively. Fear, anger, hate, these are the easiest emotions there are. They're easy. Forgiveness, love, they're the hard ones. It's difficult for some of us to be loved, to accept love. When you get to the point to where you do and you can, you change internally. There is no more hate. There is no more anger for the sake of anger. And when I say anger, I'm not talking about righteous anger. There is righteous anger. There are things worth being angry about. But it's like being angry because your neighbor runs over your newspaper in the morning is asinine. There are people who will get angry at that, yet will see a mugging and ignore it and have no emotion. All anger can be twisted. And that's what's going on right now. You'll get you guys, your anger, your hate is being used. It's being twisted. It's being amplified. And it's being used. You're fueling the very thing that you say you want to fight and stand against, but you're fueling it. You've got to sit down. You've got to go through that long night of the soul. Like I've done it. I've been there. And it's the hardest thing you can ever do. Until you can let someone in and let them love you for who you are, you're going to be in trouble. You've got to let it go. You've got to change. A good friend of mine told me not too long ago, if anybody had a right to be angry, to be mad, to go off and do this and do that. It's me and a couple of others. Well, no. No. I have no anger toward any person in the Army, as a child, in the projects, family, nothing. Because I came to that realization. All of those events in my life is what has made me who I am now. All those events put me here right now. So I feel no anger. There's no point. It's counterproductive. And it takes away from who and what we really are. And I said I was done a few minutes ago, didn't I?
Yeah, I kind of danced into some of that. I am too, and honestly, I want to keep the message short that way that people have time to digest it. So thanks for coming on and sharing that. We'll post this out. We'll get it up on the website and YouTube and Facebook and all the usual places.
And as always, and I had, you know, I'll tell everybody out there, Mr. Moggins here is my best friend, so you guys just have to deal with that.
I'm not Mr. Moggins, but...
Well, you know.
I share that feeling. I think you and I have become bonded again, because I think we both know that we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's it. And, you know, if anything else comes up, you know where the message can be put out and where they can be found.
That I do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We are clear.
Let us begin at the beginning. What once was whole was split asunder, and in its place there arose two worlds. Worlds as different as daylight and darkness, virtue and evil. One is called New Genesis, unparalleled in its beauty. It is ruled by the wise and powerful High Father. The other is Apocalypse, a ravaged wasteland, ruled by the demonic and omnipotent Dark Side. He psychically feeds on the despair and misery of others.
This is Off Planet Radio.
I am not